Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Great to have this gentleman back in the studio. It's hard to believe it's been a month since we had Professor Frank Millward with us. That has gone by. No, you missed a month. Where were you absent without leave?
I can't remember where I was.
You were gadding about a little bit. So I thought, where's Frank been? And no one actually gave me a note to say that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there was no explanation.
I remember that it was Melanie who came and spoke to
yes.
you. Yes, Melanie Hutchins, who works in events management at the conservatory.
Yes. She gave nothing away, I'm happy to say.
That's good.
That was all fine. So what is on at the con, Frank?
Well, there are a number of things on at the con. We've got a concert tomorrow night by the Enso Quartet, which is an American-based quartet, string quartet. That's on Thursday the 2nd. As well as that, we have a number of things that the University Conservatorium is presenting. We have the Wind Orchestra on the Saturday, the 4th of June. We have the Winter Winds, the Conservatorium Concert Band, which is on Friday, the 24th of June. And we have voice master classes by Chris Allen and Sue Carson, which is on the Saturday, the 25th
of June. Tell us a little bit about that master class. That sounds very interesting.
Okay, so we're very interested in connecting with people in the community who sing, young, old, in between, whatever, who are interested in improving their vocal skills in the singing area, of course. And we do this as an opportunity, as an outreach opportunity to provide that kind of,
opportunity, really?
Of evaluation and feedback on the way in which people are performing. So people come and sing, and they get expert feedback from people like Chris Allen and Sue Carson, who are very well known in the area for their performances, in fact, as singers and conductors.
Do you believe everyone can sing?
Everyone can sing, yes.
Some just sing better than others. Or is it a case of once you learn the techniques, then anyone, obviously there are virtuosos, but anyone who says, no, I can't carry a tune, they just haven't been taught the right techniques?
I think a lot of it has to do with what we would understand as conditioning, so sonic conditioning, the way in which our ear is conditioned. For example, there have been many research projects done around informing the ear in uterus, the baby in development, playing music to the baby as the baby grows in that 9-month period, and developing oral skills, as in listening skills, and understanding what it is that you're listening to. This also goes with the idea of rhythm and the way in which we are, I guess, indoctrinated, or the way in which we come to appreciate rhythm. For example, some people clap if you're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Some people will naturally go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And other people will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That is a very interesting differentiation between what I would describe as traditional Western art music and more free world oriented music such as jazz and various other kinds of Latin American and African styles. So that fact is dependent on the indoctrination.
Gotcha. So, but basically, it's an overarching idea. Everyone has got the ability to keep a tune, and it just takes a little bit of time.
Absolutely.
All right, what else is on at the con, or is that a wrap?
No, that's not a wrap. There's our normal monthly visit to James Theatre Dungog, and this month the brass quintet from the conservatorium, headed by John Calloway, will be presenting brass quintets of the Great American Songbook. So that's exciting.
Hasn't that become popular again over the last 10 years? The likes of Rod Stewart and the Michael Boltons and the Michael Bublés have brought them all back to life again.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. Lots on. Thanks for dropping in.
Cheers. Thank you.
Professor Frank Millward, he's the head of School of Creative Arts.
2NURFM 103.7.